Does your porn affiliate program prove you care about models in 2020? Hey guys, this is Amberly Rothfield, and if you're watching this on my website, you are fucking tits, and I love you. If you're following me on Twitter, you are fucking bomb, and I love you even more. And if you're just listening to this, head on over to AmberlyRothfield.com and become tits and the bomb by following me. Anyways, guys, this is a new form of content that we're doing, a new way of doing our content. So if you guys are liking me reading these long form posts that I'm going to be doing about once a week on topics I don't really see people covering or talking about, make sure you head over to Twitter and publicly scream at me that you want me to do it more, and I will do that. So let's start. Most porn platforms have some sort of affiliate program, at least the ones that really want to grow quickly. This allows for models, customers, and affiliate traffic drivers to help the site grow and take some of the strain off the marketing department. As a model, though, we need to pay extra scrutiny into what type of affiliate programs that porn platforms are choosing to push. Types of affiliate programs in the adult industry. Before we get into what the types of affiliate programs reveal, I want to make sure that anyone reading this will also know the types of programs that are out there. Feel free to skip this section if you're familiar. Model-based. These affiliate programs are the ones that most know about. You get a percentage of how much the model makes, and usually ranges between 5 to 15%, though higher than 10% is really rare and really unsustainable for the company. Even with this setup, though, there are differences from program to program. Most affiliate programs have some sort of limit on how much you can make. Sometimes it's based off of years since the person has used your affiliate link, which it could also be based off of how much the model then turns around and makes as well. Sometimes it's a combination of these two, similar to the new OnlyFans rules. It should also be mentioned that with model-based programs, it can be a one-time fee and not a percentage. I think of Sex Panther when it comes to this. When the models you refer make $100, you then get $100. Customer-based. These types of affiliate programs focus on how much a customer spends. Oops, sorry, I pissed off my computer with that. It's based off of how much a customer spends. You typically get a cut of how much they spend, but many programs have put a stop on it at some point. You will not get paid unless the customer converts within a certain period of time, or if they do convert afterwards. Even if they do convert afterwards. I think of Night Flirt with this one. There are some programs that do allow you to make money in perpetuity, but the percentage is similar to that of being with the models. There's also programs that only pay you a lump sum and only once the third person spent a certain amount. Night Flirt does this, giving you $50 once the customer spends $50, and as long as it's within a 90-day period of using your link. There are combinations, some companies that have both model and customer affiliate-based programs. It should be noted that there are far fewer that do both, and usually a company will only have one or the other. Which structures help porn models? There's seemingly clear-cut winner when it comes to being a model, customer-based affiliate programs. This means that people will really be getting new customers to come to the platforms, and thus brings internal traffic to the site. Whether you bring your own traffic or not, sites that push customers and clients ensure that everyone on the site will benefit. This is a sick fallacy, though, and I wish to debunk it in this post. Hang in there with me, I promise. I have valid arguments, receipts, and proof as to why this is a fallacy. There is reasons why many sites that only have customer-based affiliate programs are beginning to sink in this modern age. While there was a time that this structure was fucking awesome, and I can tell you, I made a shit ton of money off of it, it really doesn't appeal to the clients we have now. Don't worry, again, I have receipts. Look at social media and the monolithic rise of OnlyFans. Though I did speak out in the Rolling Stones magazine article, I don't hate OnlyFans. Just have a lot of models coming to me about their accounts. In fact, it highlights the direction the company who will succeed must take in the social media age. Start using influencer marketing in the adult industry. More on that later. So why did OnlyFans not go for the obvious play of being a combination affiliate program? Despite being a way more intricate back-end setup, depending on the software used, it simply wasn't needed. There are many influencers in the adult industry who are not well-known models. Grab some seasoned professionals who have access to those models and give some incentives to bring their friends over. Bam. Furthermore, bigger players have more dedicated fan base. If they use a site, their fans will too. If they leave the site, so do most of their customers. This is not unique to the porn industry. I have worked in the gaming influencer world for over 10 years as well, and their affiliate programs are shifting right alongside this industry. I'm going to use myself as an example here. I heard about Avian Stars before it was known to other models via an insider, Alex Lecomte. He works for Seven Veils, a social media company, and he handed me his code. I used it with a swiftness because we are friends. I trusted him and all things platform related. I have not lived to regret this decision, nor do I think ever will. I'm in no way going to consider myself a big creator, but I have brought in most models to date via my affiliate link to the porn platform and maintain the most subscribers on the site. I should note that is also to date. Seriously? More models is better? I know, it may seem as though I'm shilling for affiliate programs that push companies more than models, but I promise, nothing can be further from the truth. And yes, competition is a great thing. I don't believe in oversaturation. If it existed, then companies like Morphe and Dollar Shave Club wouldn't have broken into extremely saturated markets. There's a heavy saturation of crap, but if you know your core four and marketing yourself accordingly, you shouldn't worry about competition. They should be worried about you. Even with the cliche shit, though. Sorry, I wrote enough with the cliche shit. Learn to read Amberly. Porn platforms need to focus on affiliate programs that will not only get them out there, but also benefit from the lifeblood of the site, the models. The reason you want larger models and more models on the site is not for social media traffic pushes, honestly. Those could be taken away at any moment. But it also helps us to normalize the name of our site or the site with the clients. People hate having to create new accounts, and honestly, they don't trust new platforms. Models hate having to join yet another platform, and customers feel the same. It takes a model they trust, know, and love to make a client move. Droves of models only come when they hear that other models are making money on a site. I'm guilty of this, and most who read this blog post feel the same. I rarely join brand new sites unless it's with a company I already know, a dear friend recommends it, or I see models I may not know personally talking about making money there. Money is the driver for all savvy business people. We models in the adult industry are no exception. Affiliate programs have to take this into account. Models benefit heavily from these affiliate programs. So you have more models coming to a site via affiliate programs. What else can you help? Create content for those. Amberly, learn to read. How else can you help? Create content for those who use affiliate programs to gain another revenue stream. I can't tell you how many guides I've seen for Sex Panther, and even some I Want Clips best practices PDFs are circulating. These guides are typically given out exclusively for models who use an affiliate code of the creator. The creator now has a vested interest in seeing you do well. This is one of the best symbiotic relationships you can expect, and is only birthed if there's a model-based affiliate program available. If these guides are not good, then their creator won't use their creator. Then their creators won't use the site, and they may create a new account under another person's code. Warning: this can get your account deleted. I'm not going to pretend like it doesn't happen. Porn platforms that have model-based affiliate programs are usually more model-centric as a company culture. They need the models to come on board and have to create features develop around what models want the most. Don't believe me? I've been in the industry 15 years, and when I started seeing porn platforms pay us more than 30%, I was baffled. I was sure it was unsustainable. Fast forward to today, and I see more and more companies willing to do this. It forces porn platforms to compete with each other, which is a great thing for us models. It used to be that porn platforms competed for customers, but with the rollout of social media, that changed drastically. Now, customers are us, the models. I promise you, this is a wonderful thing for us naughty content creators. Customers benefit from this structure. Our customers also benefit when affiliate programs are not targeted at them. We as humans tend to tune out ads because they don't register as important information to us. Prior to social media, the only way for porn programs to get in front of customers was to flood with ads and hope they convert. I remember the porn webmaster forums back in the day. NetPond, rest in peace. And the sites being built were pretty much just that. Ad traps. This shift in advertising means more customers convert. Rather than building a site that customers may never come back to, it is on content creators to create content that will make customers want to come back. This is insanely similar to the shifts we're seeing in vanilla content creators. Most companies started partnering with YouTubers to push their services and products to get their market share. This is the same thing going on in the adult industry now. Customers have a happier experience when it comes from porn platforms using model-based affiliate programs. Happier models usually are making more money and thus are more enthusiastic about what they're creating. And it also means more variety of creators coming to a site and thus more choice of customers. Those who have selective tastes can easily find the model that will tickle their fancy and in one spot. Customers, like models, don't like to have millions of accounts all over the place. Affiliates benefit from this structure. I don't want to focus too much on this one as it's obvious, but I do realize that some may not be familiar with affiliate programs. It may seem that customers are the ones spending money, so you'd want a cut from them other than models. I too fell for this fallacy for a while. I adamantly held on to it. But at least for me, it was because I thought making money from sex workers was wrong. If you feel this way too, let me set your mind at ease. When affiliate programs are geared, there's my non-native English speaking tongue showing. When your affiliate programs are geared to bring models, the money you make comes from the porn platforms. Many do tell you this, but I'm very skeptical of porn platforms in general. I thought there was a catch, but I dove into it. Many porn platforms have downsized their marketing departments or moved former agents from being customers to recruiting models. They want the loyal customers of models to come to their platform with the models who will keep the customers there. There is no reason to take that money from the model and all the reason to have it come from their pocket. Being able to lock models in place because the affiliate code they got, the features they love, means the platform has a greater chance to grow, which then means porn platforms have a greater chance of keeping those models. See? Symbiosis. Model-based affiliate programs also tend to have the affiliate make more money. Customers tend to delete their accounts and sign up again later. For them, this is normal and okay. It's part of the normal customer sales cycle. But it royally fucks up anyone who makes money from affiliate programs. Why don't porn platforms ban you for this? Customers who do this don't do it to fuck the site promoter. They do it because they close their accounts to stop doing something naughty. But when models do it, it's often to get a guide another affiliate promoter is giving out, an agency told them to do it, or quite literally to fuck the person that they no longer like. They typically come back, but many porn platforms won't allow them to do that. Why the old ways are falling. Before we completely wrap up this long-ass diatribe that's probably no one cares about but me, I want to explain why the current trend is the way it is. Affiliate platforms have evolved with the times. That is the nature of marketing. Marketing is a living thing that morphs with the culture of customers. As customers get older, as new customers come in and things change. The porn industry is awesome and I'm grateful for it, but it's clear that many of the porn platforms we're on are stuck in 10 years ago. Their affiliate programs really tell that tale. The customers who are coming into the bracket of disposable income, or well should be, but that's another rant, are about my age, 33 as of this writing. We grew up on YouTubers and the infancy of influencer marketing. Our favorite creators matter more in our decision process than some of the celebrities in the movies in most ways. This is still true of porn. Our fan base loves us because we scratch that specific itch for them. And where we want to go, for the most part, they will follow. It can be harder for models to switch porn platforms due to their fan base who haven't crossed over to the super fan category, but those super fans will go. We porn creators are naughty influencers. I'm seeing more and more platforms realize this. And not just push top studio models, but also indie creators too. This makes me so happy. Not that top studio models don't deserve that to be pushed. Seeing more porn platforms push model-based affiliate programs is further proof that the future is morphing into that of porn influencers. This will allow creators to make more money from sex worker-friendly clothing companies, toy companies, even makeup companies. We know that sex sells and we can promote more than just porn platforms, though do know I'm not against just pushing porn platforms. I do it and have always done it and will probably always continue to do it. I also want to point out that having a customer-based program is not bad, but not having a model-based one doesn't hurt the platform overall. Rather, they need to have a model-based platform, straight up, in some way. If the porn platform has a customer-based program, then I would suggest creating a model-based one as well. My overall goal of this post is to empower creators and anyone working on one of those porn platforms. Sick of that word yet? Gotta love SEO. If your favorite porn platform doesn't promote model-based programs, ask why. Listen to them, and then perhaps bring up the points of this article, if you agree. If you disagree with me altogether, also feel free to let me know. I'm always opening to listening, changing my opinions. Anyways, guys, this has been Amberly Rothfield. Sorry for all the stumbles, bumps, and stuttering. I still get super nervous as soon as anything's recording. I adore you guys, and I will talk to you in the future. Later. See? I'm weird. Bye.